Think you know politics? Again, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, or I'm calling it the J6 post-game Hang Mike Pence edition. Today, it was all about the plot against the vice president. First, the pressure plot, and eventually the coup plot, and perhaps even the hang-his-ass-high plot. But wanted to get to the counsel for the former vice president, a gentleman named Greg Jacob. The testimony, I believe he gave live testimony from the hearing room, and we're going to play some of it for you. Vance Bryan, if you'd be so kind, cut number 45. Pence knew he lacked the authority to do what Trump was asking him to do. Cut 45.
The vice president's first instinct on that point. There is no justifiable basis to conclude that the vice president has that kind of authority.
But Eastman wrote him a letter. More from Greg Jacob. Cut number 46, please.
In my discussion with the vice president, he said, I can't wait to go to heaven and meet the framers and tell them the work that you did in putting together our Constitution is a work of genius. Thank you. It was divinely inspired.
You know, I know that Dom would have been a little offended by a lot of the Christianity during the testimony of Greg Jacob, but I did think it was sort of meaningful later. We'll get to that. But Greg Jacob said a little prayer, and it was something about doing your duty despite, you know, facing pressures, let's just say. But anyways, more from the vice president's counsel, Greg Jacob. What about Eastman, 47?
I said, John, if the vice president did what you were asking him to do, we would lose 9-0 in the Supreme Court, wouldn't we? And he initially started it, well, I think maybe you would lose only 7-2. And after some further discussion, acknowledged, well, yeah, you're right, we would lose 9-0.
And you'd probably get no hit, but anyways, more from the testimony of Greg Jacob. Eastman, all he wanted Pence to do was, what, kick it back to the States for 10 days? You know, so maybe Trump could institute martial law or something in the interim. But here's Jacob's telling of it. Cut 49, please.
John, back in 2000... you weren't jumping up and saying Al Gore had this authority to do that. You would not want Kamala Harris to be able to exercise that kind of authority in 2024 when I hope Republicans will win the election, and I know you hope that too, John. And he said, absolutely. Al Gore did not have a basis to do it in 2000. Kamala Harris shouldn't be able to do it in 2024, but I think you should do it today.
But you should do it today. A little bit more, 50 from Jacobs. Hear the rioters. We got 50 and 51. Oh, yeah.
I could hear the din of the rioters in the building while we moved, but I don't think I was aware that they were as close as that.
Reportedly, the rioters, the mob, got within 40 feet of the vice president. I'm sure they'd have been really nice, patting him on the back, doing a swell job, heck of a job, Pencey. Or would they have taken him out to the gallows and hung his ass? I'm just speculating. You know, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers. Seeing as we now have documents that they had this 1776 plan, they planned to occupy certain, you know, congressional buildings, and they had weapons caches at different hotel rooms. In Maryland, across, you know, in Virginia, different places. So if there was a plan in place, and yesterday we heard, what, they want to get the congressional people in the tunnels and gas them? Yeah, I think there's some chance that if the rioters had gotten their hands on the vice president, we might have a different country we'd be living in today. One more from Greg Jacob, Pence's attorney. Cut 51, please.
The vice president did not want to take any chance that
why he didn't get in the car.
The world would see the vice president of the United States fleeing the United States Capitol.
Instead, according to Jacob, the attorney for Pence, he wanted to stay and do his job. Now, we also talked about the fact that the Secret Service detail, Tim, I believe, was the name of the Secret Service agent that was addressing Pence. And Greg Jacob had gotten in the motorcade, had gotten in the car. And he looked back and he realized the vice president had refused to do so. And we've talked about this. There were Proud Boys and Oath Keepers that rendezvoused at the very point where the vice president was being exited from the Capitol building. And as part of the constitutional process that was supposed to happen legally at a very specific time on January 6th, well, you know, if the vice president was taken elsewhere and was not able to perform his duties, well, fancy Brian, now we got a constitutional crisis, which is in part what Eastman was trying to create. And in part what that conservative judge, that J. Michael Luttig, was alluding to when he said if Pence had done what they asked him to do, it would have created a, you know, a revolution, a constitutional crisis on multiple levels. So anyways, Fancy Brian, this was, you know, a stellar day of testimony.
Yeah. He goes, Tim, I trust you, but you're not driving. That was the
choice. I would trust you, but you're not driving the car. Tim, the Secret Service agent.
Yes.
I'm not getting in the car. And we've talked about that. The man's life's in danger. He's got his wife. He's got his kids. He's got his grandkids. And the mob just missed him upstairs by 40 feet. And they can hear the Greg Jacobs said, we could hear the rioters. And they're chanting, hang Mike Pence. And either through courage or perhaps a little gut intuition, Mike Pence didn't leave the Capitol complex. They basically hid him in a bunker. So while the riots were going on, the VP, the very target of the hang 'em high, he was still in the building with his wife and his grandkids and his kids. Because the other option could be, God only knows where they were going to take the vice president and at whom's direction, right? They were apparently following the activities of the vice president. This is not from testimony today that I'm aware of, but from prior conversation, prior reporting. But the Secret Service detail effectively was reporting the whereabouts of the vice president back to the White House. And one must question the loyalty, you know, who's your loyalty to? Trump, the country, political party? That was a question asked today during the January 6th testimony, during the hearings. Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We'll come back the happy hour with Dom and the happier happy hour. Hell, we'll take your calls all day long. All your reactions, they're welcome here at 844-967-2789. Let's take her to break. Let's come back with hour two.
Talking about clean air.
We've got to clean up our air.
I support a ban on soft money.
We will get all of the soft money out of the campaign.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Was that wrong? Should I not have done that?
I said there are so many amendments in the Constitution of the United States of America. I plead the Fifth.